What's that sound?
Fifi, Bev, and Nick's $50,000 secret sound.
I really stuffed that up, didn't I? Hey, Tibley!
Week two, and if you thought we were going to up our production values, think again.
I'm Aaron, that's Tim. It's Tuesday, what is it, June 15.
Man, the long weekend has really thrown you about, hasn't
it? Yeah, oh, it was a bit large. How was your long weekend?
Domestic bliss. We walked through the areas of Kew and Camberwell and other areas that I can't afford because I wasn't fiscally responsible and I never won a competition like Fifi Fevenick's $50,000 secret sound to buy a house. How about you?
I saw the humble streets of Swan Street in the wee hours of Saturday night, or Saturday morning, I should say. Do you know what, though? In all seriousness, it was nice to see people out and about again.
Yeah.
And catch up with some old friends I hadn't seen in a little while and have a few drinks and be a bit merry and watch the footy. And yeah, no, it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend.
Look at you trying to come across as like it was just some chilled out night. Whatever. Like, we sampled some delicacies. Like, we all know that you were smashing that dirty kebab from Lambs on Swan or whatever it's called.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, welcome to the Fifi Fevenick $50,000 Secret Sound Podcast.
Fifi Fevenick. I don't think they've agreed to this, but we have just pushed in onto their podcast feed. Hopefully you're listening on the Listener app. It's such an easy experience. And every day we run through the incorrect guesses. So when you get on air tomorrow, you're not going to make the mistake of picking something that's already been picked.
And we've got some clues. If you missed today and you didn't get the clue, we will recap that in just a sec. Should we go through, what do you want to do, Tim? Do you want to go through the clues first, actually, or do you want to go through the incorrect answers?
Well, there was only one clue that I knew of. Hopefully there was only one, because I only sold one on air today.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the one that begins with B?
It is. Let's recap it.
I was going to say, let's save that one till the end.
Oh, okay. This is, you know, we never get to do this. Just make it up as we go along. This is actually quite fun. So let's go through the incorrect answers. First answer this morning with Fifi Fevenick was Jordan from South Murray. This is what you shouldn't do. Don't do this.
I'm just going to go with an elastic band getting flicked and like hitting paper or something solid.
Oh. Interesting there, Jordan.
It's an interesting guess. Outside the box.
Also not a paper or something solid, because they're very different things.
Well, if you flick it, if it's like around your fingers and you flick it back.
Maybe, I don't know.
We in the studio don't know the answer. Let's turn to our producer, Leon Shergren. Leon, what would you like to tell Jordan?
Jordan?
Yes.
Do you want to lock in paper as something that you're flicking?
I think I do. I think I would do lock in paper. Actually, maybe like a desk. I feel like it'd be a desk, definitely a desk.
Okay. Jordan.
I'm trying here. Yeah.
You're workshopping it.
Jordan.
I am. Yes.
That is not the secret sound.
Obviously. And I played that really, really full just to show you that you want to go in being prepared, right, Tim? You don't want to be flaky on your answer.
You know what first of all, I love how that's as close as you'll get Fifi, Fev, and Nick saying, you're an idiot. That them going, oh, that's an interesting guess. What a stupid guess. Second, what if it was flicking paper? Because it's got to, you know how producer Leon said you got to pick one or the other. What if it was flicking paper?
Well, it could be. Yeah, you're right. Because we've established it's some sort of doing action, right? Well, we haven't established, but we're kind of leaning towards that. That's what I think anyway.
I would not put my money on that.
No.
Right. So that was 7 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, who was playing then?
Georgia from Diamond Creek.
So I think it's like a big glass office door, and when you push the latch down, it clicks, and then you let go of the latch, and it clicks again. It was like the automatic lock.
But that is not the secret sound.
Oh, Jesus.
Bad luck, Georgia.
Yeah, I reckon that it's something hard. Surely it's got to be something hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely, because it's a solid sound, solid sound. Hey, did we decide if we were going to play the sound on this podcast or not? Where did we go with that?
Let's say tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So you've got the clue today, and tomorrow you'll hear the sound. During my shift, by the way, I do the morning shift on 101.9 The Fox. I get famous people to say my name because I have low self-esteem. it was the sound of a plastic container of screws clicking closed. There'll be a reason why that was a very specific guess relating to the clue. So not a plastic packet of screws clicking closed.
And also, I had a couple of good answers, I think. Well, the first one was from Joan in Moorabark. She requested. She guessed measuring tape. You know the metal measuring tape? You sort of click it. That's about as handyman as I'll get.
In my house, it's not a handyman thing. In my house, it's a go into dad's toolbox and play with it like a toy and bend them all. Just to mess with my life thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I love the fact that she's from Moorabark. That's where I went to Billanook College. But that was an incorrect guess.
And the other incorrect guess that I had today was from Tamlin in Mornington. She guessed a barbecue lighter. You know, the igniter button that you press to start the barbecue.
Oh my God. I'm playing the sound in my own mind again. Click. That's very clever. So that one was wrong,
That was obviously wrong, but it was a good guess. You need to be listening to Fifi Fever Nick tomorrow morning at 7. That will be your next chance to guess away and pocket the 50K. If you did not listen this morning and across the day and you did not jot down what the clue was, should we recap that today, Tim?
Go for it.
Here we go.
It is now in my hand. Melbourne, I'm about to give you the first clue to get you that much closer to $50,000.
Barbarians.
The clue is... Oh,
just the actual sound.
Don't pretend.
What?
You're the best.
The clue is Bunnings. Bunnings.
Sausage. Bunnings.
Bunnings.
You know what I think? Bunnings? I think sausages.
Well, my first thought is it's something at Bunnings. Wouldn't that be right?
100%. Or it's green.
It's something...
Is that the sound of lowest prices guaranteed?
Bunnings. Does Bunnings have another meaning? No. It's got to be the Bunnings store.
Bunnings, Tim. Does that help you or does that confuse you some more? Because it's confused me.
I love the way Fev came up with a few different angles, including the is it something green? Because this is the first clue. Yeah. So this is not the clue that's going to make it painfully obvious. This might be one where we're throwing you off. And so I love how Fev's brain was that's the first time I've ever said that. I love the way Fev's brain was working there.
I'm pretty sure he'll appreciate that. And here is Fifi, Fev, and Nick discussing the clue and what their thoughts are on it.
I think it is. Play the sound.
We're not.
You know, like the wrench thing.
We're not allowed.
You know,
to guess.
Clicks.
I think it's a pen lid going on. I know. But that would then be maybe Officeworks would be the clue.
Yeah. They might sell them there. Bunnings has everything. Could be the onions going on the sausage.
So this is it has thrown me. It has completely thrown me, Bunnings. But I like your thinking there, Tim.
Please listen to the podcast from Friday where we went through all the incorrect guesses because the Friday one has all of last week's. So listen to this one, obviously. Thanks for staying around this long. Listen to the one on Friday and get that winning feeling tomorrow. Actually, so many chances to get that winning feeling tomorrow because Wednesday is $50,000 secret sound plus... Wednesday, Fifi, Fever, Nick are not going to stop playing Alpha Bucks until someone wins $10,000. What a day to listen.
We are basically the station that just give you a crap load of prizes and cash. Crap load of cash. Yeah?
We're like the nerdy kids at school who had rich parents that bring fun, expensive things in. Please like us. We're basically paying you to like us.
All right, 7 a.m. There you go. That's your first chance to guess away and pocket that 50K Fifi, Fever, Nick's $50,000 secret sound. And we'll be back doing this podcast thing and just seeing where it goes each and every afternoon, right, Tim?
Oh my God, the wheels are just about to fall off. I can hear your brain. I can hear the hamster in your brain slowing down and going, "Ooh, squirrel." See you.
Bye.